All right, hey, welcome back. This is the Shady Groove podcast number 104, bringing you the best of all the different types of music you can think of: rock, country, jazz, blues, hip hop, R&B, folk, all that good stuff and more. And we're bringing it to you every week from the Shady Groove. So we got some great stuff for you this week, some new stuff, and some just topical things. So we're gonna kick it off with Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. They got a brand new album. Their new album is called "Give the People What They Want," which came out, and this is the debut single, "Stranger to My Happiness." So stay right here and listen to this.
Girl into her hand, he told her, "Never will I leave you, my love." But just as soon as he's gone again, she's a flapping in the wind, wondering what she must have been thinking of. She said, "Gone, I've been in and out so many doors, and I've always tried to keep my head with all the men I've known before. This a thing that only evil men can bring. Let me skin this cat another way. There was a man who had a plan to settle down with Marianne, but she left him on his wedding day. He's a I'm feeling like
We'll be right back.
Oh man, all right. James Booker. Man, for those of you that know me well, know that I can't stop talking about this guy, James Booker. He's just an eccentric genius on the keys. Dr. John described him as the best black, gay, one-eyed, junkie piano genius New Orleans has ever produced. That was off of his album Classified, his last commercial release by James Booker in 1982. He died a year later, 1983, unfortunately. Anyway, before that, Toots and the Maytals, Having a Party, from their best of the very best of Toots and the Maytals in 1976. Right before that, Black Joe Lewis, some great funky stuff, Come to My Party, really rocking. That was off of his Electric Slave album in 2013. And Stranger to My Happiness, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, some of my favorite new funk out there. Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, off of their album Give the People What They Want. So, I'm a big fan of the reggae sound, reggae music, as you know, and I love playing it. I love me some reggae in the winter time. Makes me feel nice and warm inside, you know. So check this out. This is Eric Donaldson, Cherry O' Baby.
Be glad you broke up. Be glad you don't know what happens next. Be glad you're walking. Be glad you're talking. 'Cause who knows just what might happen next.
So loud and clear. Yeah, he was picking me up and he felt so near. cold, cold ground. There was sunshine just because. And it didn't matter what the weather was.
Okay, that was Dr. Dog off of their most recent album called B Room 2013. That was a track called Long Way Down. It's a pretty cool new album. They're definitely progressing and moving towards towards some cool things. It's definitely got its, you know, there's still the Dr. Dog sound there, but it's pretty cool. Before that, the California Honey Drops off of their album Like You Mean It, also 2013. That was a track called Like This, Like That. And we started that block off with Cherry O Baby, Eric Donaldson, go back to 1971. Reggae tune. So this is the Shady Groove you're listening to, and it's basically a narrated mixtape that I do each week, and hope you enjoy it. If you got any requests or anything you'd like to hear, or anything you want to turn me on to, send it my way. Comment on my Facebook or on the website, theshadygroove.com. So, it's about midway. Let's do the midway jam right now. The Allman Brothers are about to embark on their annual Beacon Run in the Beacon Theater in New York City. And that's pretty cool because it's the 45th anniversary for the Allman Brothers band. Iconic run that they do at the Beacon Theater. Unfortunately, this is their last year. Warren Haynes and Derek Trucks have announced that they were leaving the band to do their own thing, and Greg Allman announced that it would be the last year. Allman Brothers are no more. We hope that they all come back and do a 50th anniversary, or sometime every once in a while, you know, come back and do their thing, and maybe get back together with a new couple of guitar players. So here's the Allman Brothers doing some great stuff for 45 years. This is a track from their 40th anniversary run at the Beacon. It's one of my favorites. This is No One to Run With. We'll be right back.
this way. Working at the Commerce Bank, full of refugees night. There's nobody left to run with anymore. There's nobody left to do crazy things we used to do before. Nobody left to run with anymore. Oh,
Man, that is some rock and roll from the Allman Brothers Band. Almost brings a tear to my eye that it's their last year. Man, I grew up with them, and they started going when I was like 16. Done a lot of the Allman Brothers shows. Probably seen them more than any other band. So good for you if you're lucky enough to be going to see them. And yeah, Allman Brothers, checking out. So let's keep it rolling. This is, we're going to do some new ones. I don't know if you heard the news recently that there was a group of people or a couple in Northern California that found underneath a tree, buried under a tree in a box, $10 million worth of gold coins. Gold! That's gold, boys! And it's like a gold rush. And so let's do one. Maybe think about this song, Days of 49 from Bob Dylan.
I'm old Tom Moore from the bummer shore in the good old golden days. They call me a bummer and a gin sot too, but what cares I for praise? I wander around from town to town, just like a roving sign, and all the people say there goes Tom Moore in the days of 49. In the days of old, in the days of gold, how oftentimes I repine for the days of old when we dug up the gold in the days of 49. My comrades, they all loved me well, jolly, saucy crew. A few hard cases I will recall, though they all were brave and true. Whatever the pinch, they never would flinch, they never would fret or whine. Like good old bricks, they stood the kicks in the days of 49. In the days of old, in the days of gold, how oft times I repine for the days of old when we dug up the gold in the days of 49. That was New York Jake, the butcher's boy. He was always getting tight. And every time that he'd get full, he was spoiling for a fight. Then Jake rampaged against a knife in the hands of old Bob Sine. And over Jake they held awake in the days of 49. In the days of old, in the days of gold, how oftentimes I repine for the days of old when we dug up the gold in the days of 49. Whoa. There was Poker Bill, one of the boys who was always in a game. Whether he lost or whether he won, to him it was always the same. He would ante up and draw his cards, and would you go hat for blind in a game with death. Bill lost his breath in the days of 49.
Oh my goodness.
In the days of old, in the days of gold, in the day of times I repine. In the days of old, in the days of gold, those were days of 49. There was Ragshack Bill from Buffalo, I never will forget. He would roar all day and he'd roar all night, and I guess he's roaring yet. One day he fell in a prospect hole in a roaring bad design. And in that hole he roared out his soul in the days of 49. In the days of old, in the days of gold, how old times I repine. For the days of old when we dug up the gold in the days of 49. The comrades all that I've had, there's none that's left to boast. And I'm left alone in my misery like some awful wandering ghost. And I pass by from town to town, they call me the rambling sign. There goes Tom Moore up on the shore in the days of 49. In the days of old, in the days of gold, how oftentimes I repine. For the days of old when we dug up the gold in the days of 49. In the days of old when we dug up the gold, how oft times I repine. In the days of old, in the days of gold, in the days of 49.
Thank you.
Folks, that last one was the Black Keys, going back to their Chulahoma, the Songs of Junior Kimbrough album in 2006. That was Meet Me in the City. Before that, Link Wray, Big City After Dark. And of course, Bob Dylan off of his newly re-released self-portrait album in 1970. That was Days of 49. So I hope you had a good time today. This is the Shady Groove. I'm going to be only playing a couple more for you today, and of course closing it with the Gourds. But I'm going to bring you right now the Mason Porter. It's got a brand new album, album called Home for the Harvest. It's a 2014 release. This is a track called Blue Eyes Smile. These guys are a local band from Westchester, Pennsylvania area. So check it out. Some good folk music for you.
two, three.
Up on high, the clouds are gathered. Right on near, I'm reaching out for you. In the corner is a furnace with the flames that gonna burn us in at night. I'm burning through the forest, chase the sunset.
About all we got for you today. That was Spirit Family Reunion doing a track called I Am Following the Sound off their No Separation album in 2012, and Mason Porter doing Blue Eyes Smile. So this is the Gourds, gonna be checking it out, and maybe think of this song because everybody's been doing their taxes right now and checking all their receipts, jotting them all down. So this is a track called Receipts and Fevers from the Gourds off of their 2000 album Bolsa de Agua. All right, folks, see ya. Enjoy.